I'm a captain, Ken Ramsden, with Tucson Fire Department. You know, it always takes us back to that day, and it's the greatest loss in the American fire service, and one day loss of 343 firefighters. So the firefighters, it's so important that we never forget this day. Well, I think it's so important because that was a day in recent history that our country was attacked, and so many people were murdered that day, that I think it's so important for our country to never forget that day.
Bill Baith, I'm a captain of the Tucson Fire Department. September 11th, I was working engine 14 on the south side, and we had just had a very busy shift. And very early in the morning, the chief of the department had made an all call and told everybody to turn their TVs on. I don't think any of us were really prepared to see what we were about to see. I will never forget walking out there. I sat on the couch, the TV was turned on, and witnessing what was happening. And there was no word said at the station. I think everybody in there was very teary-eyed and just an overwhelming and just sickening feeling.
Barrett Bagrib, captain and public information officer with Tucson Fire Department. You know, I continue to watch some of the documentaries. They still make me cry every time, just because when you rewind the clock and realizing what happened that day and seeing how it affected people on a personal level, you know, it's overwhelming. In that same avenue, though, you also see moments of just unbelievable heroism, not only from, you know, firefighters and Port Authority and police officers, but just civilians that were there that day, that instead of going down, they stayed, they helped people. And the sadness, you know, I don't think that'll be something that you ever get over, but you also learn to appreciate just the unbelievable acts that people did as well.